AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. More U.S. airstrikes in Nigeria.
They're killing record numbers of Christians in Nigeria.
President Trump in November telling reporters traveling with him aboard Air Force One.
That part of the world, very bad. They're killing the Christians. They're killing them in very large numbers. We're not going to allow that to happen.
In a Christmas Evening Post, the president announced U.S. forces had launched what he said had been a deadly strike against Islamic State forces in Nigeria. U.S. Africa Command says the strikes had been conducted at the request of Nigerian authorities, and Nigeria's foreign ministry says it cooperated with mutual respect for sovereignty and shared commitments to regional and global security. It called terrorist violence against Christians, Muslims, or other communities an affront to Nigeria's values. Nigeria is battling multiple armed groups, and analysts say both Christians and Muslims have been victims. I'm Ben Thomas.
Turkish authorities have apprehended a suspected member of the extremist Islamic State group planning attacks on New Year's celebrations. State-run Anadolu Agency reports the suspect was captured in a joint operation by police and the National Intelligence Agency in southeastern Turkey. Security officials say the suspect was in contact with many IS sympathizers in Turkey and abroad. He was looking to join ongoing fighting in conflict zones. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thinks a meeting with President Trump will happen soon. Zelensky says on X that a lot can be decided before the new year. He had a good conversation with Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner. Wall Street will reopen to a full day of trading on Friday after the Christmas holiday. This is AP News. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports on a new type of senior moment.
Endeavor's CEO Kyle Rand's interest in helping his own grandmother deal with the emotional and mental challenges of aging pushed him down a path that led him to co-found his virtual reality company in 2016.
Places where people's lives have become limited, we use this technology to open the world back up to them.
Endeavor has shipped out their headsets to about 800 retirement communities in the United States and Canada to help seniors experience thrilling activities like mountain climbing and auto racing without leaving their seat. Mike Holzhouse likes using the VR sets with his father, Jim.
Sort of unlocks an area of their brain that allows them to communicate, you know, a little bit more smoothly and a little bit more back and forth.
Sally Regalo's husband suffers from dementia. She says the VR technology allows the couple to experience fond memories of their travels together.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.